My name is Aram. My pronouns are he, him, and welcome to God's Fall.
My name is Matt. My pronouns are he, him, and I'm playing a level one character.
When we last left Sigma, he had arrived with his Sun Elf scouts at the Temple of Sephor. Automated defenses vaporized two of his followers, but they were able to close the distance to the walls before more were lost. Using his divine magics, the arisen god of life floated above the temple's barricades, as he claimed all within for his crusade.
Okay, I want to levitate up there, and I'll have them throw a rope, and I will be the anchor. So they're pulling. I'm going to hold on to their rope.
Okay.
And they're going to use that to scale the wall.
All right, so they throw
if up. If I can do that.
They throw up another one.
And it can't roll to catch it?
Well, I wouldn't. I would just let it land and then do something.
Okay, yeah, it's kind of dangerous. Let's do it that way.
All right, so who are you right now?
I am Sigma.
Sigma, okay.
Yes.
Not the strongest of your forms.
No.
No. So you want to be Sigma?
Yeah, I already declared it. I already declared it, yes.
So this one goes up and king, 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 and like kind of is like on the edge and you, well, what are you doing? It's just like lying on the top of the wall. What are you going to do?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to brace as in, so if it's on the top of the wall,
yeah.
I'm going to hold onto it with both hands,
okay.
Foot on either side, and I'm going to lean back like
sure.
As though I am the anchor point that they're going to use to try to climb up this wall.
Okay. So you're kind of leaning back. I would like to roll in intelligence.
Ooh. Critical fail.
Okay. All right. So you lean back as if you're on a sailboat, right?
Yeah. Kind of okay. Lean,
and you're holding it in your arms. I need to make a strength check. And you're trying to hold.
Critical fail.
Okay. So, I mean, this didn't work out. So you're holding and
into the pit of fire.
Yeah. So you're holding and you're holding and you're holding. And Saria, who is again the smallest, mm-hmm. starts first, and she begins to climb. And it's and you can feel your strength ebbing almost immediately. But you hold and mm-hmm. you lean back more, and you like, okay, this is sensible. This is going to work. It's going to work. And then it just rips out of your hands. Like it just. You just can't hold, and ooh. She's about 20 feet up. And so you're a scoosh, and a cry, and like this, and like a sickening wet shattering.
I'm going to levitate over there, and I already poured all of my healing points. I still have Cure Wounds.
It's true.
I'm going to use Cure Wounds on...
yeah, she's lying on the ground.
Sarah.
Both her legs are shattered. And the bone is sticking out of one of them, and she's just wailing in pain.
Be still, my child. Be still. Be still. Accidents happen. Be still, my child.
Kind of lower down, yeah. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. No one filled a report.
And then I'm going to, yes, cast Cure Wounds.
Okay. And
8 plus 4. We're looking at, what, 12? Not enough to mend a shattered leg, probably. But
enough to heal up. So that the bone's back inside her mm-hmm. and the skin has closed. She's still very wounded and needs to rest and probably yes. needs more magical healing before she can walk.
Right, right.
But she's not in pain and she's not going to die.
I'll do what I can here. I'll do what I can here. And then I'm going to transform into Oris.
Okay.
And transform into Oris.
Sure.
And yes, be like, I'll do what I can here. I'll do what I can to when I can. Let's try this. Again, in a moment.
Sure. So you just kind of stand there, and then like you're in this heavy ass armor, and you're just mm-hmm. kind of like you just feel a little confined, and like this hasn't gone well, and you feel a little confined and a little tired, but you know you have to keep pushing on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yep. Yes, this is what conquest is all about. It's not going to be handed to us.
Sephor will pay for this temple's treachery.
That's right. You will suffer
this
for your
cursed friend. Wall.
Yes.
I blame Sephor for your injuries.
This sounds completely fair.
Okay, so then what I'm going to do is I'm going to levitate and to the top of the wall.
Sure.
And that's where I want to be as an anchor point. I want to
sure.
be at the top of the wall, feet planted at the top, and then pull them up from there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I would like you to roll intelligence again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, 15 even.
Okay. You could do that,
mm-hmm.
or instead of trying to use your own strength, why not use your weight?
Why not use my weight?
Yeah.
You mean like Okay, I'll say that my character understands that, but I don't get it.
So basically, instead of getting on the edge and putting your feet out, why not just hang over the other edge? Why not levitate over and just hang by the grappling hook with your full weight?
Oh, I see, like an elevator, like a counterweight.
Exactly. Instead of trying to fight it, why not just go with it?
Smart. See, Aram, this is why they pay you the big bucks, dude.
This is why
they pay you the big bucks.
Yep.
You know what? Okay, I'm glad that you had me roll for that. Let's try it that way. Okay. So this time when I levitate up, I'm going with the rope.
Yeah.
I levitate up with the rope this time. Okay, and I have not been counting that levitate counts against my spell slots. Is that okay?
Well, you've cast it once.
Because I only have one more spell slot. Well, actually, that thunderous smite, I never cast.
No, that's it. Oh, no, you never did. No. Just like a sound thing.
Right.
Yeah, so I'd say that this is within the minute. So you can keep going with it.
That's fine. I mean, that sounds good to me. Yeah. Okay, so what I'm going to do this time, yes, with the rope, I'm going to go over and I'm going to hang, and then I'm going to have my warriors scale the wall.
Yep, everyone except for Saria, who has to stay behind.
I'm going
to
leave. Someone else should stay behind too.
You
no, I will shout back over the wall. The other two will return at sunset.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Can you hold on until sunset?
And Saria says, absolutely.
Okay, leave her some water and food and something.
Sure.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Let her live. Good.
Yes. Yeah. I don't want her to die at the...
No, you've already lost two.
Steps. Right. That's terrible.
How many will the temple claim? How many of your followers? You resisted eating them for so long, and now that it's being turned to ash, all these tasty brains wasted around you.
Wasted.
Yep. All right, so you get them all to the top with that. And as you do, they pull you back up. Mm-hmm. And now you're all just standing, looking out over this temple, and in front of you with this burning fire and this kind of an otherwise inert temple now.
Mm. But it goes deep. Like the temple goes on.
Well,
right?
it's kind of this open area. So all this area is open, aside from these poles aside from all the pillars and everything in the back. Like, it's all really just one giant open area, which makes sense because it's open to the sun.
The sun above?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep, it's all open to the sun above.
Oh, that makes more sense then.
Yep.
Oh, you know what?
Yep.
Now it's kind of clicking into place. I thought it was like this walled off room, and I'm like,
No. It's just a wall, and then there's this area caught between the dunes and the wall, right? And it's this like just open area where it's like walled off on all sides, but it's open to the sun above because they worship the sun.
Okay, and so this isn't even the temple proper.
No, this is it. This is the temple. It's just one big open area. Yeah, it's just they worship openly in the sun. And like you can see where it's all like as you're looking at it now, it's like all kind of an amphitheater focused towards the center with that central pit in the middle.
And that pillar of fire in the middle.
Yeah. Pit of fire. Like you can
pit
see that you can see fire, and through the flames you can see darkness. So however deep it is, however far it goes, you can't see the end of
it. Okay. The cult of the sun that gather here, and their wicked, wicked walls and lasers. I hate them. And you should hate them too.
We do hate them, my lord.
We do hate. They will never corrupt us again. Okay, we will.
We shall kill the sun.
We shall kill the sun. You know, we don't even like the sun. None of us like the sun. We sleep during. If it was eternal night, man.
Eternal night.
Think about
it. Eternal night.
Eternal night.
Bring the darkness to our people.
It'd be great. Oh, what a great banner to write under. Oh, speaking of, I actually have a symbol that I had drawn on my sketchbook I want to get to you. For something like this.
For your divine symbol?
Right.
Down.
Okay, cool. So the entire temple is this gigantic
one big open worship area. Yep.
Okay, no real water outside, but it's all one. It's all walled in. There's no other ways in. We're just all on top of this gigantic wall.
Yep.
And if we were to descend down, it doesn't look like there's anything down in there.
I mean, there is. There's the pit, and there is the area around it, and there is these bleacher seating. But there's nothing like. There's no like extra rooms or anything like that.
Okay. I wasn't sure what I would expect here.
Sure.
My warriors.
Yeah. It's all new to them, too. They're all just kind of looking. Everyone's just kind of quietly contemplating the space in front of them.
Yes, me too. Well, who wants to pee in the pit? Who wants to commit Original sin in the eyes of Sephort. No, I'm sorry. You can cut that from the podcast. My apologies.
No, but I get it. You want to walk up there and you want to defile it.
I do want to defile it. I do want to crack that lens.
Sure.
I do want to destroy that. I want to see if there's anything here of use.
Sure.
And again, we do want to use this as
Well, that defensive mechanism is useful.
Yes.
If you can figure that out, that's not bad.
Figure that out, right. Three
on one side,
pillars.
Three on the other side, big huge mirror in the middle that's above the pit of flame. So six lenses total, one large mirror.
Okay, so I want to then, that's all I can see in there. That's all there is except for maybe some like bleachers or something surrounding all this. How am I going to scale down?
You can see like at the top of the wall, it's totally smooth, but occasionally there's a bronze 5-foot pole that kind of comes up, and then there's another ring that goes through the top of that. That's just empty. It's like a ring that goes in through a bronze and back up, and it's kind of held upright. Not sure what that's for, but there's one about every 50 feet.
Okay. I want to tie a rope. I want to tie ropes through those.
Yep, easy.
Yes, and then we're going to descend down on the other side.
Okay. So are you going to climb down as well?
Yes.
In what form?
In
Oris's
form.
Makes sense. Okay, so roll a strength check at +4.
All right, 17 +4, 21.
It's so much easier in his skin. And again, there's this muscle memory. Like, he's gone... In his scouting, there was a time when he did rappelling. So you're just like, do that thing where you run the rope through your belt, you run it back out, and then you kind of like push off the wall, go down 10 feet, push off, go down, and like you've got this down. Yeah.
I'm doing the Foley work. I know you'll do it in post. I don't know why I'm doing
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah. The only one more impressive than you is Osonia. Osonia has done the thing where she's turned around. So it's at a slight incline, and she's just running down the wall.
So badass.
Yeah, she's a total badass. She's got it down, and she's over at yours, and she's holding...
your brain, lady.
Right? She's holding your rope. So, like, as you're midway down, she's already at your rope, holding it taut, so you get a little bit easier, you know, bounce on it.
Okay, when we touch down, I pat her on the shoulder.
Yes, she seems happy. She kind of smiles.
Her brother.
Yeah, right. And she's really pleased about that. Like she, you put your arm on her shoulder, and she instinctively reaches out and puts hers on yours in a brotherly way, and then realizes quickly what she's done and lowers her head and pulls her arm back. We are here, my lord.
Then what I want to do is I want to investigate the bottom of these. Of these pillars.
Sure.
And the poles that, you say that there's, how are these connected?
So there's these huge stone pillars.
Yes,
they're
those.
Unblemished, perfect in every way, that look like they were formed from a single piece of stone, from top to bottom, even though they're over 100 feet in the air. You can see the sand around them, and it's like formed like a kind of a dune on the top, and it's like formed a little bit of a ridge, and you realize that the whole pillar must have been rotating and shifted the sand as it did. So it's not just the glass on top, the entire pillar rotates.
We must defile this temple. We can crack the mirror or blot up this pit. I want to look over the pit.
Okay, so it's hot. Like, even glancing a little over the pit, and it's like a blast furnace hitting you in the face. And you don't like to be dried out.
No, I don't.
No, you like it when your skin is moist. When you were bathed earlier, that was very, very nice. You enjoyed being bathed. And
yeah.
It
tickles my tentacles.
Yeah, totally. And it does refresh you. And it, like, you need to be a little moist at all times. That's kind of what you've realized you need, and they are happy to attend to that and keep you moist at all times.
Okay, what I want to do then is I want to reach into the bag of holding.
Yep.
I want to get the jar where the crystal snake is.
Yep.
And I want to threaten to throw the crystal snake into the pit of fire unless it talks to me.
Okay. All right, so you hold this crystal snake, and what do you say to the snake?
I want to use detect thoughts.
Okay. Method.
Nothing?
Nothing in the snake, no.
Does it have any intelligence? Can I make any check at all?
You search for intelligence. Mm-hmm. You try and detect thoughts, none. You try and sense life, none. It's just a crystal snake.
No life? Well, there wasn't originally when I was chasing it down.
That's true.
And now there's none.
Now there's none.
It's given the life to Azari.
Completely possible. Who, again, you can see like it's about creeped up about this far, about maybe an inch past his wrist.
Azari, use your crystal hand to solve the puzzle.
Sorry, he just starts banging the hand on
him. Right.
Right. Just kind of like, it's like tries to awkwardly grab the snake, can't grab the snake. Can't. Like, you know, it's like shrugs and, you know, it's like he's staring at it. Like he it looks like he's very strongly thinking about it. And then he just puts his hand out over the flame. And the fire kind of dances at the crystal. And then he kind of pulls back as it's getting like red hot, and you can like hear like a sizzle at the edge of the crystal.
It's turning. I don't have my healing magic. I must replenish myself by the light of the moon, or by the darkness of the sky replenishes my strength here.
Freed from the sun that is sapping my strength. Yeah. Otherwise, I could just heal at any time.
Right. I'm invincible and normal. Right.
I'm invincible and normal and never think of rising up against me.
All right. Okay, well, all right then. That didn't work. The crystal snake, I put the crystal snake back into the jug with impunity.
Okay. Tick, tick, tick. Yeah.
I shut the lid and I strap it and I put it back in the bag of holding.
Okay. As you do, you hear a rattle, like a little snake rattle from inside the jug as you begin to put it away.
As I begin to put it away?
Yeah.
And it wasn't like that before?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm going to freaking take it out again.
Take it out again. It's a crystal cobra. No life, no energy from it, nothing.
Okay, I'm going to put it back again.
Okay, you put it back again.
Shake the jar.
Yep. It's a ding 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 ding.
Fine. Put it back in the bag of holding.
Put it in the bag.
Keep your secrets.
You shove it back in the bag of holding.
Keep your secrets, Crystal right. Snake. I'll unravel them later when there's plenty of time.
You shove it back, and there's this like wave of frustration and anger out of you again. Right. Not that you're used to. This is new. These are new feelings. Right. Not all of them are great, but they are really frustrating. So this wave of anger kind of, you know, just lashes out from you and the fire. So you're kind of like with your back to the fire behind you. The fire rises, crackles behind you. You can feel the glow and the heat. And then as you turn around, it dies back down.
It's powered by the lower emotions. And then I punch Azari. And I don't do that. I wouldn't punch him.
You could.
I could.
He'd thank you for it.
I'm not Haldir.
He takes your hand and he slaps himself.
No. Don't touch me with your crystal grossness. Right. So what I want to do is I want to take 20. I want to try to figure out any... I want to ask my warriors, observe how these things work. The trickery of Safaan must be known to us.
Okay.
Especially this is going to be our outpost. We will try to figure this out. So I want to take 20 to look for any mechanisms,
sure.
Any hidden doors, any hidden staircases, especially in the bleachers or amphitheater around any of this stuff.
Sure. So you're looking around, you know, around the pit, and you're beginning your search there. And almost immediately, as your fingers, and your fingers are very delicate, and they're very, very soft.
Yeah, they're burned now.
Yeah, well, a little fridge too, but they can sense things, right? Mm-hmm. And along the edge, you can feel, like, along this lip, which is just... hammered bronze, but it's like perfect. It's not hammered bronze. It's fitted bronze. It's as if a lip of bronze was perfectly made to fit over a stone without a blemish or edge or seam around the entire edge of this circle. And as your fingers...
For the pit.
For the pit, exactly. And as your fingers run across it, there are ridges, and as you touch them, like, you can feel the ridges, and then you realize it feels like language. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I do speak several languages. I'm going to dig it up. What I do speak.
What do you speak?
Abyssal, Common, Deep Speech, Elvish, and Undercommon.
I'm going to say this is written in Elvish.
Oh.
So this is written in Elvish, and you're able to read it, and you feel the words, and taking 20, you can, like, you know, you guys like do, you know, like used to do rubbings?
Mm-hmm.
You have a little bit of charcoal, so you do some rubbings, and you figure it out. The answers within will burn for all, but sacrifice must be made. Like that, I'll word it a little better, but that's the gist of it. Like in Elven, it sounds better, but in Common, that's the translation.
Sacrifice must be made.
The pit of fire wants a life.
And everyone steps forward. Without hesitation, they all step forward.
Don't sacrifice yourself to Sephor.
We do not sacrifice ourselves to Sephor. We sacrifice ourselves for you.
Great. I want to sacrifice... I'm thinking about sacrificing this crystal snake. I think that might do it. I don't know if that would do it or not.
No one offers an objection. No one has one. You take out the bag and like, you're just whispering to the bag. What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, the crystal... He was able to block the fire with the crystal, so I am going to throw the crystal snake into the pit of fire. I'm like, this is what you get for not telling me your secrets. Right. I know you're alive. I've always known you're alive. Right. And I throw it into the...
All right, perfect.
Into the pit.
So you're kind of holding this crystal snake out over the pit, and the right. fire is gleaming at it. It just like radiates with this light that bounces off it from every direction. Mm-hmm. And just as it slides between your fingers, just as you let it goes from crystal to leather to life. And the tongue flicks out and just kind of lays across your thumb as the head slips over. It plummets into the fire. There's a wailing hiss and cry. Steam fires up. Mm-hmm. It forms smoke in the tendrils of a snake that rises out.
Yes.
The fire begins to pulsate, and these vapors of steam and sulfur and incense, this sweet, sickening perfume, floods out and fills this whole area all around you. I need constitution saves. I need
I'm immune to poison and disease.
Perfect.
But two constitution saves?
Yes.
Okay. There's one. And
Are you Sigma now?
I am Sigma.
Gotcha.
So that's 13.
Okay.
And that is also 13.
Okay. So this perfume waves over you, and your guards stumble a bit and then kind of hold themselves, and mm-hmm. they begin to sway slightly, and you sway slightly, and your skin feels good, and your pores open, and your tentacles just kind of writhe against your face in just the nicest way, and everything feels really nice, and you're happy and calm and content, and everything's going to be just fine. And as you feel this way, the fire begins to build and swell and change colors. There's pinks in there now and
the
yellows.
The flame in the pit, or the flame is going beyond the pit to fill it in the wall?
No. The flame is within the pit, but it does seem to brighten. It does seem to rise a bit. And there's now pinks in there and some greens and blues and these colors that seems to kind of like wave and dance all around you, right? Wow.
The fire is trying to get us to walk into it. The fire is trying.
Come.
No, I'm going to
join us.
I'm going to shout out, do not walk into the flames.
You turn to shout this, and they're all like seated, and some of them are braiding each other's hair, and a couple of them are making out.
My warriors.
And some of them are like just are already stripping each other's clothing off. And yeah, it's getting a little X-rated behind you.
I don't know. Okay, so how far away are these people?
They're just kind of scattered about now, like about 20 to 30 feet behind you. Yeah, you're the closest to the pit.
Okay, what I want to do is can I grab them, like drag them into one consolidated quick area?
So who do you want to grab?
I want to get as many of them as close as possible.
Sure. You got to maneuver one at a time. So who do you want to grab first?
Osonia.
Osonia. Okay, so you grab Osonia.
I try to like get up. What are you doing?
And Osonia's like got like the top part of her armor off, and so she's just in like this nice flowing robe, and she's stretching a bit, and you kind of grab her, and she kind of stumbles into you, and she just smiles, and you look like Sigma right now, right?
Yes.
Okay, and she just kind of smiles, and she puts both hands on your shoulder, and she just leans in, and she places her head against your breast, and she just sighs deeply, and then she kind of looks up at you, and she says, "You're everything we could have wanted."
Okay, I'm going to activate Conquering Presence.
Okay.
Which is, I'm going to force her to make a wisdom saving throw or be frightened of me.
Okay, sure.
So this is to kick them awake.
Yeah, absolutely. Natural 20.
Oh my
so
God.
You lean back in all your horror and your tentacles. You must worship.
Right.
And just smiles. Of course. And she falls to her knees before your boots, and she just kind of curls up again and like
I
basically
walk away.
Okay, so she's got like her whole body wrapped around one leg. So when you go to walk away, it's that kid thing at first where you're trying, you have to get your leg free, right?
All right, if that won't work, then I'm gonna go full. No, I won't. I won't. Not yet. Okay, so I'm gonna try to.
It was, but she had rolled natural.
Yeah,
20.
She did. I can't believe that.
I've been rolling ones and 20s. That's all I've been running. Yeah, exactly. He keeps fucking with you.
Four.
Yep.
Okay, so what I'm gonna do then is the none of them are wandering into the.
No, they're not
fire.
Going anywhere. They're
just all drugged.
They're either drugged, enjoying themselves, laughing, some heavy petting, some making out. That's pretty much good. It's kind of like it's like a little pile of ecstasy people behind you.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to hurt themselves. They're not going to hurt each other. They're just relatively worthless, and it seems like they're going to be so for a while.
I'm going to grumble to myself about how Sephora rewards his followers with like the base. Like, this is what they get. They sacrifice people, and they just get this rush of whatever. I hate this. Okay, and there's no way out except for back over the wall?
Yeah, I mean, over the wall right now would be a pretty bad idea. Because even though you are of your mind,
yeah,
like,
they
you feel everything. Like, all the pleasure and all the joy and all of the, you know, exhilaration is all there. Like, you're drugged. You know you're drugged. And you don't mind it, but it kind of makes judgments difficult, even though you're fully aware. They are impossible.
Okay, and yeah, even though I guess this isn't poison or disease.
Nope, it's not hurting you.
Right, so I am going to.
And actually, you feel refreshed.
Oh, good.
I mean, even though you're, you know, drugged and you're in this like joy state, you also feel alert and awake and aware. Like it's making all of your senses go, but you're also therefore very aware of everything that's happening.
I want to check up on Azari and just look at his crystal hand.
So is Azari. So Azari is like on the ground staring at his hand and nothing else, right?
Right.
And he's just staring at his hand and he's looking at his hand and he's looking into the fire and then at its hand and then into the fire. Right?
And I'm going to say,
try it this once.
And he looks at you and like, and he reaches out with his good
hand.
Don't
touch me with any hands.
I'm sorry. And he clamps his glass hand over your eyes and forces your head to turn towards the fire. And as you're looking through his glass hand, you're seeing the fire, but you're seeing something within it. There's a vision. There's this whole, as almost as if the fire opens up and shows you a television, a screen would be the equivalent of it. But it's like this holographic image within the fire. The fire forms, the colors of it form to become an image of light and fire.
Okay. This insolence is terrible. I'm going to roll strength to try to break free from this.
Sure. It's as soon as he gets your head turned around, like there's no, like he's not holding you there. He's not forcing you to look through it. You can easily break free.
Okay. I'm just going to chalk that up to Sephora's wicked influence. I'm not going to punish him for that right now.
As soon as you pull away, like as soon as he sees that it's unwanted, like tears form in his eyes and he falls into the sand and is just like clutching at the sand.
It's
fine.
You're having a bad trip. It's okay.
Right. He's begging for forgiveness and
I roll my alien eyes and I try to focus on I can't see anything through the fire. It's only through his crystal hand that I was able to see something through the
it
fire.
Was literally, like as soon as it got lifted, it was like a veil went up, and you could pierce what was there. You could see the invisible almost.
Okay, yeah, I want to say, put your hand in the flames,
and immediately he does, and he puts it into the flames, and his see it begin to glow, and the flesh at the edges begins to sear.
To sear,
yeah.
I go hold.
And
he holds it.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, one more. Hold.
Yep. Even with you, like at first he was wavering, and then the flesh begins to sear more. Now it's blackening.
And I don't see anything in this.
And where are you looking?
I'm looking in the fire. What I'm trying to do is
nothing.
Okay, I'm going to look in the crystal then with the second.
So in his red hot hand, that's glowing. You can see like the warped images because you're looking at the glass, so it's warping yes. all the vision, but you can see whatever that was barely, just like refracted images in his warped glass hand.
Okay, I'm gonna say remove your hand.
And he does. And it's his glowing hot hand. Smoking. The skin is still smoking. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and so detect life does not require a spell
slot.
It's just an action. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. And do I detect any life either in the fire or in his hand specifically?
No, neither.
No. Okay. Then it's time to cut it off. I'm going to cut his crystal hand off at the wrist.
Okay. So what do you tell him to do?
Hold still, my warrior. Yep. You've done well.
And then I'm going to cut his hand off.
Well, you know what? Roll to attack.
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's see how well you do.
Natural 20.
Do you do it as Sigma?
Yes, I do it as Sigma.
Okay, so the arm goes back, and for a moment, you could have had a better physical way to do it, but you choose not to. You choose to do it as Sigma.
As Sigma.
And you come down just perfectly. Like, there might be half an inch of flesh where you chopped it off, and it falls to the ground and
clang, rapidly
closes up. So the little nubbin of flesh rapidly becomes a crystal. And he's holding it there.
Nubbin becomes crystal?
Yeah, yeah. So
Damn.
Where you cut it, it's just, right? It just kind of, and rapidly. So as soon as it's cut off, it just eats it, right? And he's holding his arm, and it's bloodless. It's utterly bloodless. And as you look at the edge, the very edge is all a crystal, and it's still advancing a little bit.
Damn it. I was trying to get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's this, just his crystal hand on the ground, and then from where the nub is, this perfectly smooth crystal edge, and now it's growing up his arm.
Just as I wanted.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Just as planned.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm going to, I guess I'm going to use his hand like a monocle.
Sure. Like, pick it up and put it over your eye.
Well, yeah. I want to make sure it's not still burning hot
as I touch it. It hit the sand and cooled. Or you poured some water over it, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's cooled down sufficiently.
Okay. And I want to look through it.
Yeah.
At the fire.
Okay. So you pick up his hand.
Yes.
And you look through it at the fire. Now that it's free of his filth.
Right.
It's not actually connected to him.
Right.
Right. You don't have to worry about his physical dirt. You can just stare through the hand, and you're looking at the fire. And again, it's like these multicolored flames, form to an image. Very, very similar to how the god of plants was laying out what they saw, right? Using sand and flowers and life to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is using, light and fire to form imagery in front of you. And you're looking at... It's difficult to tell what it is.
Yes.
Is it first? It's like it looks like just a bunch of green and blue, and then you recognize that it's a scene from above, and that you're lowering, and that a river is widening, and that the green on either side are banks along this very rich and bountiful river, and you're lowering and lowering onto it until then you see a barge, and you see two young men on this barge guiding it downstream, and as you lower, you see a flare around one of them, this aura around one of them, this bright, shining ring. And as you lower, you can feel warmth and heat.
Am I walking into the fire right now?
No. You're not moving. You feel it in your mind. Like, it's just an illusion. It's just an image. But you're looking at what you clearly recognize as the risen god of sun. And you know it's now. You have this feeling that this is happening right now. And there's these two boys. One of them is about 15. One of them is about 17. They're both dark olive skin, curly brown hair.
And I know I'm looking at the arisen god of sun.
The older one is definitely the arisen god of sun.
And the vision is showing me Para's face.
No, the vision is showing you Para's older brother.
Para's older brother.
Yeah.
Wait, Para's older brother is the god of the sun?
For now. What you are seeing are two people who, like, just by all appearances, clearly look like brothers, or at least related, right? But the older one is the god of the sun, the new god of the sun. And you're absolutely sure that's happening at the exact moment that you are standing here.
Okay. Now that I know that, and this is all through the lens
of the... This is all looking through the glass hand and into the fire.
All right, and then I want to, take the glass hand and look away.
Yeah.
Like, look,
just fire.
Just fire?
Well, multicolored weird fire,
and
but
looking
fire.
Looking back through the lens, I can see all this.
You can see them rowing.
And then I want to look again at the crystal, and I wonder, what is this crystal that allows me to interpret this fire?
Yeah, and it is like, it is, I mean, if you're looking at it, so it looks carved, right? Or it looks formed.
Formed.
Would be
it
better word.
It was once a hand.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't like, what you would interpret initially as carving, as you really inspect it, it's just form. Nothing's cut. There's no edges. There's no gouges. There's nothing like that. There's no imperfections within the stone. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. It's even hard to see at times because you have to turn it. The light has to catch the ridges. The light has to catch the folds and the inclusion, the things that make the surface of the hand work.
Yeah.
Because there's no color or texture behind it. It's just absolute crystal clarity behind that. Right? It doesn't diffuse the
something.
Doesn't diffuse the light, doesn't darken the light, doesn't change at all. It's literally invisible at times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And how are the rest of my warriors doing? Still tripping out?
Still
getting it on?
Osonia's managed to get to the edge and is now curled around your leg again and is resting her head against your knee. Others, there's a pile of them. There seems to be two piles that have formed, and they're all kind of like entwined with each other. A lot of massaging going on, like kind of the massage circles.
They're elves, they're all into that.
They're all very touchy right now. It's like two groups of theater kids behind you. That's what it's like.
So what I want to do then is, I've already taken 20 to look at this. This is some kind of sign that they've given me. I want to be here when the moon shines down through this, because it's open to the sun.
Absolutely.
I want to be here when the moon shines down as well, and also look through that crystal. But the first thing I want to do, I mean, I can't really hover over. I'm going to shout back over to Saran.
Okay.
On the other side of the wall, the injured.
Sure. How are you, my warrior?
Okay, and there's, fine, thank you, my lord.
What do you see?
Nothing, my lord, just the wall And then there's like a weird laughing noise from one of the hyenas and the dogs. Just that, my lord.
There's strange magic on the other side of the wall. Nothing that harms us that we can tell. Say strange trickery from Sephor. Do you see? And then I want to also turn on my life to see if...
They will be here by tomorrow morning. At the rate they're going, they'll be here by tomorrow morning.
Well, I don't want to, again, I told them to not approach during the morning.
Right. They're coming for,
they kind of come in at night.
You can see your guys going out to meet them. Your guys are going to greet them way before the halfway point.
Yes.
And can clearly guide them around the way. Yeah.
Okay, either around or at night, which is fine. Okay. Then what I'm going to
But even with that, you'd assume that they'd get here by tomorrow morning.
Okay. I guess I've got no choice but to wait.
Yeah, wait for the day and then...
We'll wait for the night, but wait for this effect to fade off.
That's true.
On myself and all of my warriors here.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit down in a meditative stance. I'm going to go back to Sigma, and I'm going to try to focus on or think about how I could use this knowledge to my advantage and also ponder the riddles of... the moon baby. Wait and try to, again, just replenish. I mean, because I'm out of spells.
Sure.
I want to replenish my... I'm out of laying hand juice.
Sure, right.
I want to replenish all of my power so I can have access to all of that again.
Okay. So you meditate throughout the day and wait for this to go away. So there's you're about it, like, let's say by this point with all the waiting and cutting of hands and poking at these drugged out people. You got about 1 p.m. So you meditate for a couple hours, and like there's writhing and noise behind you and giggling and
I just wait it out.
And so for the next couple hours that happens, and eventually they all just fall asleep in a pile all around you, like this little horseshoe of elves.
They're lucky I don't throw them in the fire. They're exactly. lucky I don't drain all their brains right now.
So you're sitting and meditating, right?
Yes.
And as you're doing that, like you can hear them all falling asleep and laying out. And then Lorsan, who hasn't really spoken to you, the equivalent of about in his like early 20s as an elf, right?
Mm.
He just kind of like all of a sudden rolls over and like flops into your lap, and he's bare chested and his hair is all like wildly out behind him. And he's looking up at your face, and he smiles at you, and his head just like you know, you can see like a vein kind of throbbing on the side. He's just like lying in your lap.
Right. Okay. So that's 12 to try to keep my cool.
Okay. So there's a bit of your humanity that again pulls once in a while, right? And so almost instinctively, you run fingers through his hair. There's some human element of you that would have done so. Maybe it was Oris, maybe it was Simos, but there's like a feeling of connection that you don't fully understand. As you're contemplating that and wondering about it, you have his head in your hand, mm-hmm. and you can feel your jaw beginning to open as you yes. raise his head towards you.
Yes, I want to try to stop myself
okay.
from that.
Roll again.
Okay. All right, that's 14 charisma saving yeah. throw, or 14 to stop?
Totally.
Okay, the restraint...
It's so easy. You're so weak.
And I roll him over.
Right, and he just kind of flops out of your lap, and he giggles a little bit, and then just kind of rolls up in the sand and is out cold.
I walk to the other end of the pit. I walk around to the other side.
Get away.
I walk around to the other side. I turn and I face the wall and I sit down.
Just kind of in a huff. You've never been so grumpy. You don't even know what grumpy is, but goddammit, you're grumpy.
I feel it.
You totally feel
it. Clenching from the tension.
And you can feel, you can almost like the fire kind of like dances up around you. Just for a moment, you feel it brighten and you swear. You've been hearing laughs all night, but you swear you hear another laugh and then it dies back down again. And now it's just this quietness all around you. And as evening sets in and the fire builds up and people begin to wake up and they are groggy, like groggy and exhausted and kind of numb. They have been, once you have done ecstasy, it takes away all your serotonin. Not takes it away, but it basically unleashes it.
Yeah, you'll squeezed the sponge. Yeah, yep. I got it.
You've drained all the serotonin out. So they are on like a Tuesday afterwards. They are drained and tired and their emotions have been drained. Their physicality has been drained. So they're waking up. They'll wake up very groggily, a little self-conscious because they're not quite sure what happened and they're in each other's laps. And elves are fairly comfortable with each other. It's a small community. All elves are bisexual in God's Fall. They just don't have sexualities. They just view each other as equal opportunity partners, right?
And their skin is their sex organ. They're more like, they're all Barbie dolls down there, right?
Yes, exactly. That's actually true. They don't have genitalia. They do have women. Elves who present as women have breasts. Because they do nurse their children, even though they don't birth them. And because they don't directly birth them, they don't have genitals.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Their skin, that's why you were talking about their affinity for or aversion to physical pain.
Right. Yes exactly. Because if they're hurt, it hurts them more. Mm-hmm. If they touch it, it feels more. So when they are touching you, when they are putting hands on you, like that is a little unusual for elves, but they're so connected with you. And touching you for them is just putting hands on you. And the feedback that they get, this swelling of life and living and health and virility. And, you know, that is very
potent.
Yes. And it's something that they want. And when, because it's them, because through touch, they have these intense feelings, it's even more so. So every time one of them touches you, you're literally extending influence over them. They're becoming more addicted to your divinity.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's exactly what I want. I have to justify less then. But as they awaken groggily,
have to rotate having all that. Like each day a new scout washes me. That's how you maintain this connection.
I'm not going to... All right, while we're in here, we're going to dictate the bathing regimen first. We'll figure out food later.
Right, bathing first. Right.
I'm not going to mention that they should be ashamed and all this. This is just, maybe they shouldn't be.
They don't seem to be ashamed. They're just a little.
Trick of Sephor.
Yeah.
He came over us. I sacrificed the crystal snake to the fire. And I was able to look through the lens and see who I knew to be the reincarnated God of the Sun.
Yep, absolutely.
You knew that. Do I have to make a roll to commit that face to memory?
No. got it burned in your memory. You looked at it very closely from all, as you kind of dropped in.
Yes.
Like you could move the viewpoint. So it got to the point where the flames would coalesce and you were just looking at their face and you could almost spin it as if it was like a hologram that you
and
could move
and
examine.
I commit that face to memory.
No, so yes. The brother.
The brother.
Yes. You could, so you focus
God
on the
fire,
brother.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
That's fine. Whoever yep. whoever, not fire, the God of the sun,
the God of
the
sun.
Reawakened God of the sun is who I'm focusing on, yes, or who I did focus on. And yep. now that illusion is gone, right? Like
correct.
If I look through the crystal hand now, what do I see?
It's just normal fire. The color is drained. Everything is drained. It's just normal fire. So you're just looking through it and seeing normal fire.
And the pit is there
yep.
and the lens is there and the pillars
are
all there.
The pillars are all there.
Can
unmoving.
We rotate the pillars with just by our own power?
No. I mean, they're just like it's as if they don't move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, there's no way to get a grip on them. That stone is smooth and polished all the way around. There's just no physical way. Even if you could move them, you couldn't get a grip.
Okay, then what I want to do is I almost want to...
Maybe with your suckers.
yeah.
Can't pull with your face. They just use you as a wrench.
Crack my neck, right, as I twist these things. I almost want to break down the wall when the people get here, but for right now, maybe later. What I want to do now is, what time is it?
So there's a 50-foot wall behind you.
Yeah.
And you think about, I mean, obviously you can't break it down, but you think about collapsing it for a moment. Is that fair to say? Like, you kind of look over it and just kind of be like, if we could just bust a hole through it or something like that?
Well, what I was thinking of, because I want to use this as a fortification, right, in order to launch raids.
Sure.
So I was thinking if I could punch a hole through the bottom instead of having my soldiers climb over it every
sure.
single time.
Right. It's like, I mean, it's a 50-foot wall, mm-hmm. right? It's 20 feet thick at the top.
Oh,
and it's
man.
Wider at the bottom, okay? But as you look over and think upon it, and like yeah. you're just like, well, there's no doors, there's no windows, there's no way through. If we could just
yeah.
punch a hole, and
yes.
as soon as you think, if we could just punch a hole, like it, where there is solid stone, it just like falls away into sand. Like at this point, about 10 feet up, sand just starts falling away, and it looks like the stone just collapses into sand in a perfect arch, 10 feet high, 10 feet wide, just a circular arch, and then it just. All the sand falls to the ground, joins the sand on the floor, and now there's a perfect hole.
It must be because of my divinity. I can command other juice.
Yep. And it's like, it's definitely when you are focusing on it.
Yes.
When you are thinking, open that hole, it opens. And as soon as you stop thinking, it's like it just kind of happens in reverse. Like the sand flows upwards and the hole seals off.
Now, there is one other thing that I want to try to do that's going to be kind of... So, yeah, I want to regather. Okay, so I get everybody outside the wall then, back around Siren.
As soon as you open it, like, you know, there's like a, oh, and like you see Sonya fall backwards because she was leaning against it. And then she kind of, you know, pushes away out of shock. And then she sees you.
Yeah.
And you see her, right? And you're kind of, your eyes kind of lock and she just kind of waves and then it all just closes up again.
No, I wanted to get everybody through there.
Sure. Well, this is the first time. Yeah. So this is the first time you've done it. No, everyone kind of runs over, mm-hmm. even though they're kind of groggy. They're amazed by that. Did you do that, my lord?
Yes.
Can we pass through?
You know what, Azari? You try to do it.
Like, you know, like there's a, like, even on Azari's face, and you know, Azari's like the most loyal, and even on his face for a second, there's a fuck.
No, I don't want to make the whole, I want to try have him try to make the arch.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Because
okay.
you said
sure.
when I touched him, there was a bridge.
Yeah.
So if he can make this arch go,
yes.
it proves to me that he is also divine.
Fair. Let me quantify what I said.
Okay.
When you touched his arm,
yes.
sorry, you touched his chest and you healed him.
Yeah.
The healing energy spread out from his chest along his arm, got to where the hand is,
mm-hmm.
and you felt it for a moment pass from his flesh and into the crystal.
Yeah.
And in the crystal, you felt something, and that reached out to you. Whatever force is turning his flesh into stone reached out to you, and there was a bridge, and that's where the explosion happened.
Okay.
It didn't feel like it came from him at all. In fact, you were leaving him as you went away from his heart and mind and
yes.
brain and down his arm and into his hand. You were actually getting further from him.
Okay, so as he's trying to do, and like,
yeah, he stands there.
Go ahead and focus. Yeah, put your hand on. Go. No, 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 no.
He walks right over to the wall. He takes his crystallizing stump and he plucks it right into the wall. And he closes his eyes and he believes.
Yes.
And absolutely nothing happens.
Okay, I just, and as everybody's watching him do that, I'm like, good job. I go and I pick up the.
I'm sorry, I failed you, my lord. I apologize, my lord.
This was a. It's gonna be fine. Then I open up the. I almost want to make him feel like he did it, but I won't do that. So I open up an arch right next to him, and I'm like,
"Sure,
we'll try again next time."
Right,
and
exactly.
then we go through.
Yeah, and as you can hold it open with your mind.
I will
right?
hold it open with my mind.
But you can also like reach out and touch it, and as soon as your hands touch the wall, as soon as your fingertips touch the wall, it's so easy to hold. You could as soon as there's physical contact made, it's easy to hold. You could open five more.
Oh,
and you could easily hold them because there's just that physical contact with the wall makes it so much easier.
This will make great defense.
You can also feel something unlock, like if a door had unlocked, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get the feeling like if you're on the other side of the wall, you could open it this way as well.
Yes. Okay. Good. This will make it impregnable. Is that right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Impregnable defense.
Perfect. Unable to pregnal.
Nope. No pregnaling here.
No pregnaling.
So we're going to go through. We're going to meet up with.
Very happy to see you, Saria. And some happy dogs. Being a little rambunctious because they're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of reminds you how hungry you are.
Yes.
Especially because just a moment ago. And like.
I was tempted.
You've kind of like glanced over at Lorsan a couple times. Like, he looks tasty right now.
Wow.
Really eat those brains
wow.
right now.
Let me see your hair. Take your helmet off.
Exactly. You know, hold back your hair for
right,
a moment, Lorsan. Oh, you mean like this, my lord?
You're right. Don't do that.
So you kind of like. There's like a couple of moments where you're kind of glancing over. And you like. Feels you looking and looks, you kind of look away.
I will address them honestly and say, I must eat soon. I will not sacrifice any of you, my warriors.
Any more of you.
We wait until nightfall when our brothers will join us. And then, at night, under the cloak of the moon, we'll re-enter this chamber. And we will see the moon through the hole in the roof where Sephora's blasted creation once looked down on us. The sun. That's...
Kill the sun! Kill the sun!
Kill the sun. Yes. And the son of the sun. We have seen his face.
Yes.
Well, I have seen the face. I should say that to them. I have seen the face of the reincarnated god of the sun.
The blasphemer!
And he is weak. It's like 16 or something.
Of course he is weak. He is beneath you, my lord.
He is weak. I don't know.
Consume him, my lord.
I don't know.
Eat him, my lord.
I don't know where he was.
Eat the sun.
Yes, I don't know where he was.
So there's these two guards, these two scouts that have been sent that have fanned out about like 100 feet this way, 100 feet this way, and are on either side flanking several, like half a dozen oxen pulling four huge wagons that are coming your way.
Okay. What time is it's in the day?
Yeah. So
are we in the shade?
The whole wall is providing shade.
Okay. And there's no other. There are no other rooms or any other temp anything else that we could. Because what I want to do while I'm waiting
is. No, there's nothing here to protect you from the sun.
Okay.
There's nothing within this temple to guard you from the sun. Nothing. It's built purposely to expose everything within it to the sun.
To the sun. Okay. I hope they brought canvases or something with them. Maybe not. We'll see.
Well, they brought some. Look, they brought supplies.
Okay.
And I rolled for them separately, and they rolled really well.
Okay.
And plus, they had a shit ton of money, so
they
it worked out
money.
Quite well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm
There was a chance that they were going to be captured and interrogated, or that they would be killed, or that they'd have money stolen from them. There was a whole bunch of shit that could have happened. You might have never seen them again. They rolled really well.
Good.
Yeah.
I believe in them. Yeah.
So you kind of like just like take up rest until the evening?
I guess what I want to do is, yes, I want to, because I know that they're coming for us, right?
Yes.
And I know I've already tried to rest before, and they've, you know.
You tried to rest as Sigma, but you've always tried to rest as Sigma.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I wonder if I rest as, I'm going to rest as Enid and see if I can take advantage of the 4-hour thing.
Okay, so you turn into Enid, and... You sit there for a bit, And you're kind of like, you know, there's a couple other elves that have, you know, just that have chosen to meditate at that point because there's some time to pass. So they are, you know, they sit with their backs very, very straight and their legs folded in front of them and their hands folded on top of their legs. Mm-hmm. And they just sit there quietly with their eyes closed. Their ears twitch ever so slightly, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Otherwise, perfectly still. And so you're kind of trying to mimic that and you're not really getting anywhere. Like, you don't feel like you're going anywhere. You don't feel any more at peace. In fact, it seems to be taking physical effort to be this still and to be this careful. And as you're doing that, you can feel Saria looking at you. You can, like, just sense her looking at you.
Stop looking at me.
And so, and there's a bit of a, you know, like, eep, right? And then there's, like, just some, a little bit of shuffling. And then, you know, Saria's closer. And Saria is like, I'm sorry, my lord, but it's sometimes hard when you're trying to find our place. It's someplace we usually can't show to visitors, but you may have a unique way. Maybe if I helped you. And she kneels down in front of you, and she just very, very gently takes your hands and places them into her lap. And she leans forward and she just starts gently rubbing the outside of your hands and humming ever so softly. And there's this like very slight friction and very slight hum, and it kind of starts to match. And she breathes in slow and you breathe in slow, and your breathing begins to line up and you just feel everything kind of melt away. You're here, you're aware, you're awake, but the weight of this place is gone. The heat of this place is gone. The dryness of this place is gone. The ache in your shoulders is gone. The tiredness and frustration in your mind is gone. And you're just in this place of peace. And you sit there holding her hands. And suddenly it's 4 hours later. Mm. And you're fully rested. And it's as if you've had a long rest. Thank you for joining us for God's Fall, Episode 99, The Temple of Sephor. We're getting ready to record more God's Fall with the main crew in DC, but we need to raise funds in order to do so. So we're releasing a limited amount of the first run overstocks of the God's Fall World Book for sale at godsfall.com/worldbook. If it becomes impossible for me to fly to DC and record in person, we'll use the funds to purchase remote recording kits for the players, so God's Fall will continue to sound as good as it always has. We're also posting early episodes and a bunch of behind-the-scenes content on patreon.com/Vardian, so stop by and check us out. And we'll see you next time in the world of the Five Kingdoms. This show was produced and edited by Dead Ghost Productions. Find out more about us and all the shows we make at deadghostpro.com.